AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
Hello, all.
Hiya.
Hello.
Hiya, love.
What is the crack?
I am soft launching an illness, just to let everyone know.
I've never worked with anyone who soft launches illnesses at me like that.
It's just like, get ready. I'll be doing a sick day.
I think, to be perfectly honest, it's quite thoughtful.
It is, actually.
Because there could come a day where, like, a couple of weeks ago, you went, or was it, who was it? Someone said, it basically, it was Callum,
I think.
Who was basically like, I'm not coming in. And we find out 5 minutes before we're in work that's happening. So it's like, oh shit, okay. Whereas if I've soft launched it, I'm expecting it a little bit, and I will have done a little bit more work the day before just in case he does call in sick.
So when do you think your sick day is going to be? Tomorrow?
No.
Don't make it Wednesday, because I'm not here.
Well, it depends. Like, we have to go out tonight. So I'm just. It's nothing too bad at the moment, but yeah. I can feel it getting worse. It's getting sore.
Poor Naringa. Naringa works here with us, and she had the most nasty cold and cough last week. Her voice and everything. You know, you can hear almost like the throat's red raw.
I've never had.
Why are you in work?
I've never had this sickness before, though.
And then she said to me this morning, I was like, how are you getting on? She was like, it's moving through, but still there.
Dear God.
How much you do?
That's a week now.
That's bad.
Take a day off and go to bed.
It just made me laugh, because Dave was literally just like, it's nothing too bad. But like 15 minutes ago, he did say to me and Fiona, I think I might get an MRI.
A full body scan.
Not for this reason, by the way.
Okay. I thought it was all connected.
No, I just mean like, I should probably get one. I'm 30 years old now, and I think the way like women get their smear tests is at 25, that's their first one. I feel like you should have to get an MRI at some point.
But a smear test is different from the full body check. Like, I think my dad did that for the first time when he was about 65.
But honestly, like, I just can't believe it's not
go
normal.
For it, obviously, like, but it's expensive.
Why wouldn't you?
You're dead right, but
it's expensive.
Do you know what annoys me? When you go and get your bloods done, right, to check your iron levels.
Yeah.
I'm like, test me for everything.
They do test you for everything.
Do you know what I was...
They'll be able to tell if something's wrong so that they need to do more bloods.
But they'll really report back the bits that they're after to you for that time.
Yeah. But like, if you had diabetes, it'll come up. They'll know. If you had something wrong with you, if you were sick, it'll come up. They do test for everything.
I just wish it was more normalised, especially when it comes to like cancer or whatever, that you don't just... Everyone, once a year, has to walk through this medical screening.
That's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, in terms of the smear,
like
it's the same thing. If you were to say, "Oh, sure, you don't get you should probably sort your smear yourself." It's just like, you don't. Because there's a potential for you to have something wrong with you, so you have to go and get it. There's a potential for everyone to have something wrong with them, so they should have to get an MRI.
I think you're dead right. Yeah. I actually think like, it's not like we don't have the bloody technology to do it either. We do. Just normalise it. Let us all go once a year, being like, "Get your MRI, grand." Yeah, they're looking at this. Everything else is grand.
No, that would be amazing.
Like, fuck's sake, why? But again, the medical world, I don't know, I believe all the conspiracy theories.
Yeah, I guess the smear is just cheaper because it's just the nurse just sticks a wheel of pain up you and then it's done.
Anyway,
it's
your
affordable. I might be sick at some point this week. Hopefully it's just a day thing and I just have a tight chest and a very, very sore throat. But don't worry about it. I'll be fine. I'm a soldier.
You're so brave. And it's handy for you guys, because if you're even a tiny bit sick, you should just take a day off. Because if I get sick, I can't take anything. Lemsip, Sudafed.
Really?
I can't take nothing at the moment. So if you're even a little bit sick, because I'm preggers. So if you're even a little bit sick, just take the day off.
You can't take any paracetamol or anything?
No, I can take paracetamol. But that's it.
Take Tylenol. If you want the kid to have a bit of crack.
Ah, the kid's
Let's go!
I'm
with David, Fiona in the morning.
Hello!
Good morning.
Good morning.
Guys, it's the 1st of December.
Very exciting.
Yeah. Huge month.
If you're a bit of a Scrooge, I feel sorry for you, because there's absolutely no escaping it now.
Do you feel
like that? We're not going too heavy on the Christmas songs. Just one on the show today.
That's it?
We're kind of easing ourselves into it.
That's grand. That's not a bother.
Yeah, yeah.
I can do that.
Yeah,
I can do one a year. One a show, as long as it's L City, Kiss Me Babe, it's Christmas time.
And you're in luck. That's what's coming next.
we played it as our one more tune on Friday.
You're still
kick
on
off
that
the
high.
Weekend. And I was checking the texts after the show, and one of the texts was, this is the worst Christmas song of all time. And I... took that personally as if I wrote the song.
I know, it's hard, isn't it, when you love something so much.
I sent that message in.
Yeah, was it? Yeah.
Guys, it's taken me the guts of, well, 9 months to really convert my English boyfriend, who has an Irish mother.
Of course, you must mention that.
To really get in with the culture. And finally, I think it's happened. It's done. I was working yesterday evening, got a text from him, and he said, will we get a chipper?
Mm-hmm. Not, or
not a chippy.
C-H-I-P-P-E. Or,
do you know,
well,
what
my heart sang when I got that WhatsApp.
I love that.
I said, what did you just call that? And he was like, we got a chipper.
He gets his passport.
She could
now
have just eaten a full roast and she's still saying yeah because he said
because
chipper.
Of that.
Congratulations,
no,
Jack.
No, that's an incredible turnaround. Do you know what I do love though? Chippy tea. No, I like awful. When I like when people or, say that on Instagram.
Is
it so
dippy tea? Is that another one?
Picky tea. Is too,
I hate that. It's too English.
It's too far.
Do you know what I hate when they call it a Mr. Whippy?
What's
instead
that?
Of a 99.
Ah, no.
Oh, it's so, but I hate it.
Do you consider this that
Callum's not in the room, by the way, so we can't parade him.
That he let himself down, or do you respect it? I stopped and brought the chipper home on the way, right?
Yeah.
And he had a fish and chip. But as soon as it landed in front of him, he pulled out bread and put chips in the bread.
Oh, a chip
that's
buddy.
A love it.
Brand.
Love it.
We're
instant
happy with that.
Upgrade. Yeah,
he was
yeah,
like,
yeah.
You call
but
it.
Do you not have a chip buddy?
He got a fish and chip. How are we feeling with that?
I was interested in that, but I was
that took
like,
me
let's
a bit
see
back.
Where she's going. Fish you said chip. He got a fish and chip, like as in he got.
That's
like,
quite
singular.
English.
What do you say? Fish and chips?
He got fish,
he got
and,
fish
chips.
And chips. Not he got a fish and chip.
Oh, guys, get me out of that house. Hello, hello, hello.
Hey,
hello.
What's going on? Good morning.
How are you?
Guys, I love a video that I saw over the weekend, and I've watched it 100 times, so now we're all going to enjoy it together.
Amazing.
It's Monday, and we all need our little... A little win.
Is it the woman who was driving the golf cart and she crashed it, and then she got back in when it started rolling down the hill and she crashed it again? Because I've watched that video 100 times this weekend too.
Oh. Actually, not that one. No.
Shocking.
Any videos that you think
is it
might
the
be?
Video when the cat reaches through the garlic dip hole in the pizza box and
I love
grabs
that.
The pizza, and then they're taking the whole box away from him, but his like hairy little claw is still hanging on to the pizza. It's not that one.
It's actually not that one. No,
oh,
it's about him, a man who's been hunting for this very rare flower for 13 years.
Oh, that's all right.
It's got 7 views, all from Emma.
And there's no cat trying to grab it or anything.
Show this really viral video, guys.
And when he finally found it, he was bawling. And this cry is you can't really have a good cry because it means someone's sad, but this is a happy cry.
Yeah.
It's so happy, it's addictive. Listen to it.
It's okay. We did it. We found it. We found him.
There's no way that's real.
It sounds like Chris Martin is there with him.
Yeah, it does sound like Chris Martin.
You found it, mate. You found it.
Did he accidentally inhale a bit of the flower? Yeah. That does not sound very safe.
So biologists in Sumatra, they located this flower.
And where? Sumatra. Where is that?
I think somewhere in Indonesia.
Okay. I've never heard it. Sounds amazing.
Rafli Zia Hasselti is the name of the flower in question.
Oh, very good.
It was a genuine moment. Dave, he is really upset, Dave.
Why is he upset?
He's upset because he's been searching for this for 13 years.
Tears of joy. Tears of relief.
He's a giant...
He's a giant licorice to flowers.
It is a giant kind of parasitic red flower. You think, oh my God, it must be the most beautiful flower in the world to cause that reaction. It actually stinks. It's like that vomit flower.
Oh, God. Yeah.
And loads of insects lay their eggs in it because they mistake it for poo. It smells so bad. So there's loads of different things going on.
I'd
Why
cry
would
if
you
I
be looking for
too.
That? Like, yeah.
So this guy's name, who was crying there, Septian and Andri Keithat. He is Indonesian, and he's been searching, as I said, 13 years on this. And he called the experience otherworldly, comparing the flower to something from another planet. Now, it's really cool because it takes up to nine. Is anyone still with me? It takes up to nine months. For this flower to mature and come into bloom.
I'm waiting for. There's something coming. There's something.
And on that video, 9 months and it'll only bloom once.
Yeah.
It bloomed.
Oh,
well, that's
it bloomed.
Cool. That
Sorry,
is
that's
cool.
amazing.
No, that's incredible.
He was waiting for him all his life.
Exactly.
That's,
imagine this
that's
is like
magic.
Core Disney movie type stuff. I am so happy for this man.
Now I understand the reaction a bit more.
He was crying because it was blooming.
We did it.
He was crying because he found it
and it was blooming Fiona.
Sorry, it was both. I like when he cries and then goes,
yeah, it's lovely. I was thinking of if there were certain stuff that I'd find.
Yes.
If I could find things that I've lost, say, for example, and they would get that reaction as
yeah.
well. My Sculpted by Amy Satin Silica Loungewear Foundation. Is it in Waterford? Is it in my granny's? It's not in the car. It's not
yeah,
in Dublin.
Yeah.
Give her back to me. My logbook for my car.
Yeah, you should get that.
That was out of the house there for the NCT a few weeks ago, and I know it's around somewhere, but
your dad would do that cry if you found the NCT. My dad would do that cry if you found your logbook.
My Polaroid camera. I think it's in coppers for my single days.
Oh, gross.
And I can only imagine Fiona being, you know, well into her pregnancy now and having lost so many leap cards.
Oh. Don't mention the war.
So there you go. We all happy with my lovely story.
I loved it.
Very happy for him.
I'm happy for him, and I'm happy for the blooming poo smell flower.
Me too.
Justice for poo.
This has been
Spins Fully Charged.
Recharged.
You're with Emma, Dave and Fiona, and on Friday we went and sold the thing out, lads.
We did.
Emma, Dave and Fiona's big night of laughs happening on the 10th of December, raising money for Dublin Simon Community with a host of brilliant comedians on the night as well. It's gone. It's done. We sold out just after the show. We were sad we were off air to not be able to celebrate it, but it's brilliant. Your only way in now is to win your way to the big night of laughs, and we will give you a chance to win your tickets after 8 o'clock.
Will you tell my mam that, because she wants tickets now.
Grania, be with us after 8. We'll give
you a
shot.
Be quicker. Do you think your mom would be supportive of your stand up?
Yeah, I think so.
Would you be embarrassed for anything in your set that your mother would say?
No, I specifically, when she said she wants to come, I changed everything.
Very good.
You just have to avoid eye contact with parents during stand up, to be honest. Speaking of parents, I was away for the weekend with my mom and my sister.
Oh, it looks nice.
It looked nice, didn't it? My Instagram post is at 355 likes. Always
wow.
looking for more. Thank you guys. Get involved.
I liked the caption where you look, because I liked the, you put up a photo of it. The view and address on your story, and I clicked like, and then
a
couple of people obviously did the same, so you're like, I have to post it now.
I've got to post it. Sorry, no, I didn't get a like from you, producer Callum, but that's no bother. That's fine. You're not, don't like
no,
me.
No, the only stories that I like is your dog.
Fair enough. She did feature in the Instagram carousel as well, so hopefully there's something for everyone. But we were going for a night away at Mount Juliet in Kilkenny. Yeah, very, very nice. It was for, so my mom retired back in June, and this was the present that we got for her, and we were like trying to pick the right time to go when none of us had much on, like the wedding was over, you're kind of like in between getting ready for Christmas, and it's just a nice little time.
Love a present that you can benefit from yourself.
Exactly.
Well.
Always handy. Yeah. See, she has this thing where she loves like spending quality time with her daughters, so it works out very well.
My
I know, what a sap. It's crazy.
Are you going to spend any time with your kid when you have it?
Probably not. Like, I'll pick it up when it's 18. I've got a career too.
When we can go out.
Yeah, when we can get on the pints. Like, otherwise, like, when he's a bit of crack. What's the point to you? Like, what are you for? So we were cruising down to Kilkenny anyway. My mom drove. She still, so my younger brother, he's now moved away to Hong Kong, but before he left, he was using my mom's car. She still hasn't got it clean since him. And he is like disgusting. Rotten, rotten and horrible. He used to light candles in the car. He used to put candles in the like coffee cup holder, and she'd be like, why are you doing that? Like, the entire car is going to explode. And he'd be like, it stinks after I go to the gym. And it's like, have a shower, take the old socks out of the car.
It's so, just I'm
no,
so
sorry,
glad we all have younger brothers
in
no.
a car.
We all have younger
brothers.
It's
the wildest thing
so
I've ever heard. Yeah, don't do that. Air freshener.
So rank. So I'm on the way down, like sitting in the back trying to
stink
dodge,
like a Yankee candle.
Yeah, trying to like dodge the old candle wax. And we arrived down so gorgeous. There was a wedding going on as well, so we got to creep on that a bit. And then because it's Christmas, there is like this absolutely massive like gingerbread house display in the lobby reception that's like done up to look exactly like the hotel. And I was like, that's fabulous.
I was like that's fabulous.
I was like, that's fabulous. Anyway, bring my bags. And then in the, like, so we got to stay in this like lodge bit, and in the evening they get a car for you to bring you up to the main hotel that we can't afford to stay in.
Oh,
but just
God.
To like, just to let us feel like we're fancy
it
for
sounds
a day.
So bougie.
Yeah, and that had an even bigger gingerbread display. And I was thinking, while we were in the room, like getting ready, so there was some chocolates when we arrived, and they said, "Happy retirement, Mr. Frawley." You can't get it all right. You know what I mean? Yeah. But we were like, that's fine. There was like little cookies where the coffee station was. Mm. And then they knocked on the door and brought us even more chocolates. And I was like, they don't want us hoofing into this gingerbread house display. So they're trying to fill everyone up with chocolates. And then I was like, what are, like, I know gingerbread houses are a big thing in hotels.
Could you eat
like,
it?
No, you just look at it and enjoy. Okay. And I was like, I bet they're absolutely massive in America. So I had a little Google of what's the like biggest gingerbread house display in a hotel in America. And in Hotel Colorado, which is, believe it or not, in Colorado, there's like a life-size gingerbread house you walk into.
Bass.
It wraps around like the gift shop that's usually there. It's 16 feet high.
Wow. 12, is it actually gingerbread though?
It's like gingerbread. It's 12 feet long, 14 feet wide, and it was built using 311 pounds of gingerbread and 8 gallons of icing.
What a waste of food.
Isn't that insane? I don't know what happens with it after, but it takes them a week to bake, build and decorate the gingerbread house. So, kind of crap, Mount Juliet. Like, I could walk into the gingerbread house. Just, like, bear it in mind for next
that
year.
That would
please.
Just be a constant intrusive thought if I was staying at a hotel, being like, well, I just take a little bite.
I'd be like, I'll just hoof off, like, the chimney.
Accidentally kick it here. Oh, no, a piece has fallen off. I'll get rid of that.
It's Emma, Dave and Fiona, and we want you to be with McDonald's all this week on the show.
Yeah, lads, bad news, though. The Grinch is causing all kinds of havoc in McDonald's this Christmas, launching his own exclusive Grinch meal with gherkin-flavoured fries and a pair of odd socks.
And they would be very difficult to digest at this time of year, so be careful. You can get them in restaurants while stocks last or direct to your home via McDelivery.
I'd be very curious about the gherkin flavoured fries because I like the taste of a gherkin, but I would sometimes remove it. I don't know, but I sometimes like the kind of slime.
Yeah, I'm a
like
zero gherkin guy.
Are you? Yeah. I'm not surprised at that now.
I like the slime it leaves behind. Like good flavour, but
okay, so maybe
see, I'm quite anti-slime when it comes to food.
Understand.
That's weird. Anyway, the Grinch has managed to worm his way into spin as well. Yeah. And he does have €200 cash for you to win, but he's mixed up a song. He's taken some words out and you need to tell us the missing words which are in the song that he's trying to ruin.
We played it for you a little while ago and Niall thinks he knows. Good morning.
Oh, delighted to hear from you, Dad.
Ah, listen, delighted to hear from you too. What are you up to for the day, Niall?
Oh, I'm got off to work and just doing this skill run and all that jazz.
Ah, yeah.
Very good.
And tell me this, have you had a Christmas party for work yet?
No, not yet. It's still more of a lunch scenario in the job.
Ah, it's do you know what? Good. I think I'd like a lunch.
We can't be trusted.
Fair enough.
You know what, Niall? You're committed to the work, the workload, and the rest of us could take a lesson out of your book, I'd say.
All right, Niall. We have basically taken out, or should we say, the Grinch has taken out a certain sentence from a certain song. Have a listen. All I want for
Christmas. I'm a psycho.
Niall, I don't think those are the lyrics. What are the lyrics?
I was there wondering, will we have to force him to sing it? But no, you just went for it.
How is your workplace not giving this man a Christmas party?
I know. You. Incredible, Niall. Well done. €200 cash is all yours.
Oh, it's brilliant, lad. Thanks a million.
No worries at all. That's handy for the Christmas now. Yeah, your bits.
I'll do a job already.
I will.
Of course. Niall, have a good one. Thanks for listening.
Bye, Niall.
Thanks.
Good luck,
Niall. Bye. Another chance for you to win that €200 all with thanks to McDonald's on tomorrow morning show.
I was trying to think of what the Grinch saying. That's it. I'm not going.
He says, You're an idiot.
I'm an idiot. It's so bad now. I think that's what I'm going to do maybe this evening.
Spins fully charged. Recharged.
We've been slagging Emma's Christmas tree a lot over the past week or so.
We have, for good reason.
Yeah. If you missed it on the show, Emma got herself
a Christmas tree.
You did buy a twig and you took it out of its wrapping and it barely even made a difference.
If you're listening and haven't seen it, you will now be thinking, well, it can't be that bad. It's actually worse.
It's worse than what you're picturing.
It is worse than what you're picturing.
But I've just seen this thing on Instagram and you're actually on trend. There's a thing in Elle Decor called How the Ozempic Tree Stole Christmas.
What?
Yeah.
It's a thing.
This
is typical Emma Nolan now, to actually go and do something and then it turns out it's actually really cool and
in. She set the trend. Like, what's in now is ridiculous.
And I'd be slagging her for 2 weeks and then someone was like, no, that's really in at the moment.
No, you're a sap. You need to know. Like, these are the trees that you're a tree sap. Yeah, skinny branches, visible gaps, and a slight lean to one side.
That's
your girl. You are so on trend. The guy who wrote this, he said, that's what the holidays should be about. Not the manufactured ubiquity from a Fraser tree lobby, whatever that is, but the warmth that comes from choosing to love something a little imperfect, a little forgotten, a little more real.
Do you know what? I've really come around to her.
Yeah.
If the tree was a person, it would be a skeleton. The tree was a car, it would have no doors.
Yeah.
Perfect.
That's the vibe.
But that's fine.
And apparently, and of course, typical, that's very in. Why can't we just have nice things?
What's funny is it's even worse than I showed you last week.
Oh,
because
God.
My dog, obviously, like, there's a certain amount of height he can reach.
Yeah.
You got beautiful candy canes for the tree. He's eaten loads of them.
Oh, no.
And now, like, the sugary mess is, like, moulded into the carpet and the couches.
Oh, God.
Well done, Fiona. This is why I didn't get Emma anything.
Wait, did you take the candy canes out of the plastic?
No. We just managed to get through them.
Oh, he found a way.
Yeah,
oh, God.
So I kind of spend most of my days just, like, trying to pick that out of, like, certain places.
She put a candy cane on the tree and the tree fell over.
That's actually what happened, to be honest. Come here, you're a big fan of this crew.
Cat's Eye, yeah. So they're the American answer to a K-pop band that were made in a lab in the States. And you know the Sydney Sweeney jeans ad?
Yeah.
They did a woke version of that for Gap.
And
they're slay.
Okay. This is new music from Cat's Eye. It's called Gabriella. You're listening to Spin.
Dublin. Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Spin.
Your number one hit music station. Let's go.
Hello.
Hiya.
Hey, good morning.
Guys, we have a Christmas song before nine.
Ooh. This is crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
So excited.
And do you know what? This isn't me just because I made the oath that I wouldn't be negative this year. I'm actually looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Are we like getting a clue as to what it is?
I just wish it was Christmas now.
Okay. And are there other times you wish it could be Christmas as well?
Every bloody day.
Oh, interesting.
Like Mistletoe by Justin Bieber. Do you know what I'm done with? And this is gonna sound like it's loaded at Fiona's wedding. It's not.
Here we go.
Do you know what I'm done with, Fiona? Do you know what I'm done with? Can anyone guess before I say it?
Wedding.
No.
Going to wedding?
Disposable cameras.
Oh, right.
I'm done with them.
They're very expensive these days.
They are so expensive.
I'm so sick of them, lads. I'm sorry, but our phones take better pictures.
I know, but it's the quality. Like, they have that cool vintage look. Do you not like the picture?
You see, that's the thing. Everyone says the exact same thing. Oh, they have that cool vintage look. Vintage is old.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? So
fair,
I'm like,
I
wanted better quality.
Do you not like that picture of you guys at your table at the wedding? It's so cute. Oh, let's put it up on the Instagram.
I haven't seen it.
I'll show it to you now. It's very, very cute, and you all look like you're from 1994.
Yeah. See, I don't like that. It's like we're trying to look like we're cooler or back in the 90s, or we're trying to relive the 90s.
What I'm fuming about is the price of them.
No,
I'm sorry
crazy.
To be that person, but like, they're mental. I remember, like, when we were teenagers, you'd pick them up real cheap.
Yeah.
You'd be delighted with yourself, and the cost would be printing.
Probably not made, though, that much anymore.
No,
they're
not really. And we had to be so sure, because Dwayne, my husband, loves a disposable camera, and like, he's done it before and just forgot to put the flash on and like get pays 20 euros.
You have to put the flash on every time.
Yeah, so we got a few disposable cameras for the wedding, and we were so strict passing them around to everyone. We were like, flash on, get the flash on. Take pictures of different moments. Don't just take pictures of all the same moments. Cost 20 euros to develop.
Fair enough.
We were great crap.
Spin is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Tricky.
10.
Woo! Here we go for a brand new week.
Come on.
We need to get someone top of the leaderboard, obviously, by Friday to win the fuzzy charge, Snooty. And it's Sinead on to give it a crack this morning. Doing the school run, Sinead, are you? How many kids do you have to drop to school?
Four kids to get to school and myself. I teach.
Oh, very good.
And now tell me this. Are your kids in your school?
No, they're not anymore. I'm in a junior school. They're all gone for me now.
Okay. But did you have them? Did you have to teach them at any point?
I had to teach them. I nearly sent one of them to the principal.
That's such an interesting dynamic for your teacher. Did the student ever call you, like, did your child ever call you ma'am in class?
Yeah.
And is that okay, or is that normal?
Allowed?
Is that allowed, or
that's
is it miss? There's a teacher.
I've done that, like, to my teacher who's not my mom. I think we've all.
We've all done that.
Mom.
My friend Emily in school, in secondary school, two of her parents, both her parents, sorry, were both teachers.
Whoa.
Really?
Both of them.
That's nuts. Yeah,
it was wild.
That is just nuts. Yeah.
And then you think because you're friends with her, you'll get away with murder, but like, it's just a different dynamic once you're in the school, isn't it? Well, listen, we'd love to get you sorted with the Tricky 10. You've been listening to the game for a while.
Yep.
You have, so you kind of know the deal. You know what's going on.
Know the deal. My daughter wants me to text in, so she's very excited. She is mad for a fully charged snoozy.
What are the names, Sinead?
Saoirse, Dara, Fia and Senan.
Lovely.
And who was the daughter that's mad for the snooty?
Fia.
I knew it would be Fia. Feeling. Yeah. Well, look, how this is going to work, Sinead, is we're going to put 55 seconds on the clock now and Fiona's going to ask you your 10 questions. Each answer, guaranteed, is going to be a number between 1 and 10. That's not going to repeat and we're only going to be able to accept your first answer. So if you need like a millisecond to think, then go for that. If you don't know the answer, it's worth giving it a guess, of course, because we do know that every answer is a number between 1 and 10. 2 won't come up twice, 4 won't come up twice. Each number between 1 and 10 will come up once, okay? If you're top of the leaderboard at the end of the week, you win the fuzzy charged snooty. So listen, as we say, Fiona's going to ask you the questions. The very best look.
3, 2, 1, start the clock. If A is the number 1, what number is H in the alphabet?
A.
Leona Lewis has a Christmas song called What More Sleep?
2.
The UK Prime Minister lives in what number on Downing Street?
10.
How many G's are there in the word glugging?
Glugging, is it?
Glugging, yeah.
3.
The TV show Line of Duty has aired how many seasons?
5.
If you were to ring the guards, you'd dial what number 3 times?
9.
The band that had a song called Moves Like Jagger are called Maroon what?
5.
What number is half of 14?
7.
Tulka Park and Croke Park are in which Dublin postal district?
3.
How many people are there in Boys' Life?
Oh, there's your time.
It's all right, you got the question out before the thing. But you did start choking.
I did, sorry about that. How many people are in Boys' Life? Just for the crack there, Sinead.
Boys' Life, I think 2.
All right, very good. How'd you feel you did?
All right,
yeah. Head up high. Let's check in and see how you got on.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Hey!
Very
six is not bad at all, Sinead.
Not bad.
Did you have help in the background, or was that tougher? Was it just you and your own?
No, there's 4 of them standing here. They were surprisingly quiet.
Oh, interesting.
Fair play.
So they were just there for emotional support rather than actually answering questions.
All right, well, let's have a look back and see what you got wrong. Leona Lewis has a Christmas song called What More Sleep? You said 2. The answer is, of course, 1. Well, how many G's are there in the word glugging? Never heard the word glugging before in my life, but it's spelled G-L-U-G-G-I-N-G. And you said there was 3. There was, in fact, 4. The TV show Line of Duty has aired how many seasons? You said 5. The answer is 6. And the rest you did get correct, but we ran out of time on that last one with how many people are there in Boys' Life. 2 was correct. 6 out of 10, not bad at all, Sinead.
Very good,
not
Sinead.
Not bad for Monday.
And Saoirse Dara, Saoirse Dara, Fia and Senan, you should be very proud of your mum.
You should.
She what did. Do you say, guys? No, they're too quiet.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay. And Sinead, be proud. You didn't give us anything to add to the Hall of Fame, so nothing embarrassing.
One of them did want me to give a Hall of Fame answer on purpose.
They'll have to enter themselves.
They will indeed.
Thanks, Sinead. Have a great day.
Good luck.
Bye, Sinead.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thanks
okay,
so
bye-bye.
Bye.
There's going to come a time where the Hall of Fame answers are so long. Like, I hope. By the way, if you don't know the Hall of Fame, what the Hall of Fame is, it's basically questions or answers that we've been given that are not the numbers between 1 and 10. So far we've
had... Which is kind of the essence of the whole game.
Yes. Tricky 10.
Which is brilliant.
So far in the Hall of Fame, we've had an answer of 12, 18, o'clock, 100, American was my personal favourite so far. Very good. On the tricky 10, where everything is either between 1 and 10 and will not repeat. American, someone said, and 21.
Very good. Like, we're only a few weeks in and that's a cracking list, I think, so far. If you would like to take on the tricky 10 tomorrow, then message us now. The word tricky to 087-711-1038. Fair play to Sinead, though. I think she did really, really well.
Yeah, incredible.
4-6 on a Monday ain't bad.
Recharged.
Good morning. The Christmas party, the Spin 1038 Christmas party was on Friday. Honestly, I do have to say, it's very sound of, like, not to be a company man, but it's very sound of them to put it on a Friday, and it's very sound of them to do an open bar.
Yeah.
That is really, really cool.
It was.
I was talking to other people.
Very generous.
Listen, thanks so much to the CEO. What a wonderful man.
They're not listening.
I was talking to a couple of people, like, outside of work, and they were like, we don't have an open bar. We don't have, like, we might have a lunch or whatever. Do you know what I mean? So it was actually quite cool. It was in Sophie's Rooftop Bar. Now, when Christmas party's gone past, I have spoken to you on the show about how I have made a fool of myself and gone home with serious fear. Me trying to make jokes with people that I don't really know. Like 2 years ago, telling Pat Kenny, who was at our Christmas party because he works in the building, that he was very intimidating.
Imagine telling Pat Kenny, do you know what you are? You're real intimidating.
Yeah, how did he take that?
He was like, ah, no, come and say hello. He's actually so nice.
Ah, no. Yeah. Just stares at you dead. Like,
how dare you? I remember going over to Emma and producer Callum one year who were chatting to Ian Dempsey from Today FM. And I was like, ah, the whole crew's here. Feck off, Ian.
That's funny.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but it's just one of those things, you wake up the next morning, you go, oh my God.
Yeah.
I can safely say that it only happened once on the Christmas party that I had a bit of fear.
Well done, Dave.
And that was with the person who shares this studio with us, Matt Cooper.
Oh.
And I didn't tell you this.
Oh, sugar.
But I was going outside for a bit of fresh air with, and Matt was leaving. And so we went down in the lift together.
Lovely.
And I was chatting about his show and whatever. And on the week just past, he had done something on the show called The Gadget Show, where they kind of review tech and things like that. And my girlfriend works for a company called Whoop, which Matt continuously calls Whoop.
I can so hear that in
and
his
so
voice.
So we were on today, they were on Today FM talking about the Whoop. And,
oh my God,
and Matt saying,
that.
I love my Whoop. And I'm going, oh my God. And for some reason, I felt compelled to tell him, by the way, my girlfriend works with Whoop. Did you hear what I said there, Matt? Whoop. Oh, and he was like, oh, is that how it is? Yeah, yeah, you were just calling it Whoop there.
No.
You corrected Matt Cooper.
I corrected Matt Cooper.
How did he take that?
He was very sound about it. He was like, oh, I was wondering. He was like, I have mine on at the moment. He showed me. And I was just like, grand. Yeah, it's okay.
I have it on my wuss.
I would be I would be remiss if I didn't correct you. You know?
Exactly. Yeah. He's a man for fact.
Because obviously,
likes to know the full story.
Pippa works in PR. And so she like obviously has to combine all the stuff that she gets sent of when people talk about Whoop.
Yeah.
And so she couldn't send it to her boss, even though we were mentioned on she was mentioned on the Gadget Show.
Yeah.
Couldn't send it to the boss because
it said Whoop.
It said Whoop.
Whoop ass. To be fair, the party was on the fifth floor of this hotel. So if you're getting the lift down with someone, that's a long time.
Yeah,
it's hard to show of yourself.
We were getting the lift up and there was about 8 of us in the lift and the girl came over and she was like, lads, this lift is going to get stuck. It can fit 3 max.
Oh.
I was like, 3 people
that's
in the lift
little.
Going up
that's
to the fifth floor.
Terrible.
It's a Christmas party with 600 people.
And I stopped on loads of floors on the way up and people were coming out of their rooms with like massive suitcases. So they were getting stuck all the time.
I'd say so.
I came into work on Saturday, right, after the Christmas party and I bumped into our very own Jack Keating from Spin 103 at former Love Islander Roland Keating's son. And
to give him his full
just
title.
Just to give him his full title.
He demands we call him that and it's tough. Like, it's a bit of a mouthful.
And I said, how are you today? Did you have a good night? He said, yeah, it was great. And you know what, Emma? I said, I'm going to leave early now. I'm going to leave early. I'm going to be fresh for the weekend. So I had a good night and I just got home early. And I said, oh yeah, now this is me. I think I looked at my watch at one point and it was like 5 to 12 and I was like, I need to leave immediately. It's nearly midnight.
Cinderella
needs to go home. And Jack said, yeah, I was home, but I left about 2:30.
Wow.
And that's what a former Love Islander, son of Ronan Keating and Spin 103's Jack Keating, considers leaving early.
Oh my God, life
half
really
two.
Is a rollercoaster.
Because he didn't want to have a heavy head.
Yeah.
Half two,
lads, I wouldn't be in work today.
I haven't seen that hour of the morning in decades.
One of the most surprising things about the Christmas party was the, what would you say, the routine of who left when, because it was of the most course. Unlikely of this crew ever.
Yeah.
So in fairness to Fiona, you came, you saw, you conquered, you had your 2 pints of water and you bounced.
I served my time, yeah, for yeah. God's sake.
If you don't know, Fiona's pregnant. Yeah. She came in, she did what she had to do, she said her hello and said good luck to you.
That's
all.
That's yeah. all you need from me. I'm no crack at the moment.
I was surprised by David Hammond. About 11 o'clock, he said, I'm off.
I said, you know what it was? I wanted to get the Lewis home, and I think it was the last Lewis. So it was about, actually, it was about 11:30.
It
was coming close to 12.
Okay.
And so I checked the phone app, and it was like Lewis in 7 minutes. I was like, I think I could say all my goodbyes in 7 minutes.
Fair enough.
And so I just went, Emma, see you later, Callum, see you later, Chris, see you later, Fiona. Oh, you were actually gone. And so then I just ran for the Lewis and got
nice.
Home.
Nice, that's amazing.
As back. I say, I looked at my watch, it was 5 to 12. I said, get Cinderella home.
Absolutely.
And the last person standing
was who?
Was Callum.
No.
That's the weirdest
Callum
thing
Farmer
ever.
In his pajama pants.
And he was wearing pajama bottoms as well.
They weren't pajama bottoms.
Callum,
just,
that's terrible.
They were checkered Christmas pants. Party. You know those
what
checkered
you
pants?
Go home?
Yeah, what I know Callum was, because his missus was out and he was going to have to stay until 12 because he was going to go home with her. And yeah. he was texting her and he was like, and do you think you'll go home by 12? And she was like, we'll see. And Callum was like, oh, for God's sake. Oh, so he had no option. He had to stay out.
That was the reason why it was a period of convenience
there
for me.
There I was thinking you were a legend. Nah, you were just waiting
you
on a
held
home.
Prisoner.
She texted me at 12:30 being like, I'm in the queue for Bambinos. Do you want to join? So I came running.
Yeah, and how was the queue at that time?
It was actually not too bad. Moved very quickly, but I didn't get home until like 2:30.
Oh my God. So it's you and Jack Keating. Out painting the town red.
Waiting for a taxi.
Yeah.
I was waiting for a taxi though. He was partying.
Okay.
Well,
oh
look, guys, we got through it. We survived. No fear.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Successful. Yeah. I wouldn't mind a lunch now though next year. Yeah.
Well, next year, wait and you see me. I'll be out till 2:35.
You'll be pregnant again. On your second wedding.
Emma, Dave and Fiona's Big Night of Laughs, supporting the Dublin Simon community.
That's what you're going to be doing great. At Emma, Dave and Fiona's Big Night of Laughs, which is happening on the 10th of December in the Sugar Club. Completely sold out. Basically, it's a stand-up night where we have incredible comedians and we're all raising money for Dublin Simon Community, a charity who serves people who are homeless or at risk of homelessness through outreach, treatment, counselling and recovery services as well.
Very, very good. How we've done this is, well, basically, everyone else on the show has reached into my contact book to book four huge Irish comedians. That's Shane Daniel Byrne, Rachel Galvo, Michael Fry and Emma Doran. And we've got Emma and Dave doing their own 5-minute sets on the evening as well.
Now, listen, we do have tickets to give away. We'll get to that in a sec. But for now, as you listening can imagine, I'm significantly under pressure here because, you know, listening, I'm not the funny person on this show. Okay. And when
I very funny.
Went for an interview for this job, I declared that.
Did you?
I said to Nick, listen, just so you know, I'm not funny.
I'm no
but like
crap.
That in itself yeah. is so funny.
You have to do that.
So this is literally my worst nightmare. I got into a boxing ring a few weeks ago. I thought, wait, that's brave to do this year.
Yeah, what an
this
incredible year
even
you've had.
Scarier for me, to be honest. The thing about it is, you said that last week, Dave. You said, no, you're really funny when you don't try.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just your random comments. You do have me in stitches, Emma.
But like what? I can't even think of one example.
Right there. Just that honesty
boss.
Of, I said to the boss, by the way, yeah, I'd love to do your breakfast show, but I'm not funny.
I'm not funny.
It's hilarious.
That's amazing.
I've never got a laugh in my life, right? But it's so funny. I said to Emer, my friend over the weekend, I was telling her about this and she said the exact same thing, almost word for word, that Dave said. Said you're hilarious when you don't try. So at the moment, my set is get up and say that and then just stand there.
Okay.
And be like,
okay.
Maybe
you should do crowd work.
That when, because I'm not trying. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Anyway, so what I did was I typed up all my notes and like ideas I had about kind of taking that angle on the set of not being the funny one on the show,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's good.
And I wrote it and I sent it to ChatGPT and I said, what do you think of this? Right?
No.
Just, no.
You've already made a mistake.
I swear on my life, I wasn't looking for ideas from her. I just wanted to cry.
From her.
Yeah. I wasn't onto me, girl. I just wanted to say, like, what do you think? Like, how does this stand up against other stand-ups, according to you? And she said, this isn't self-deprecative. It's just quite sad.
Oh, no.
And I said, right, like, back to the drawing board. Then I thought, what can I lean into that has got a laugh on the show? my pathetic attempts at doing accents because my tongue doesn't work.
And impressions, yes.
So that's something we could lean into. Look, it's a week from Wednesday. I have a lot of work to do. Fiona's doing a meeting with me to help me on this journey.
If you're ever in doubt, do not send your set to ChatGPT. Send it to me.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
it's the when you're a comedian, the more mentally ill, the better.
Okay,
so I will never say it's too self-deprecating. I'll be like, you're right on the money.
Okay.
Make people concerned for you.
Okay.
I like the idea of doing impressions, though. And I know Fiona's going to help you out with like kind of the, being a comedian and stand-up and stuff like that. I have a mate who does impressions.
Oh, yeah?
Do you know Al Forn?
Yes, I do.
Yes, I've worked with Al before, and I think we could get him on the show at some point this week, and I could get him to almost teach you impressions.
Oh my god, definitely.
As we know, like the only impression I can do semi somewhat believable is Marge Simpson, and that just goes like, "Hey, homie." Like apart from that, like
you can't do that for a full 5 minutes.
I can't. I need to broaden the horizons.
So I think what you should do is start learning accents, and then you should do some crowd work where you just go, "Where are you from?" And they go, "Dundalk," and you go, "Well, hey, how are you?" Do you know what I mean?
I
and you do
well,
it to Doc.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, that was very good, hey. Not bad at all, though it wasn't. And then you go, and where are you from? And they go, oh, I'm from Tala.
How are you?
Yeah, perfect. Very
it's
good.
Just do the Marge Simpson accent no matter where you're from.
Where are you from, Sligo? Hi, homie.
And what's your name? My name's Shane. Hey, Shane. Now, we did say the tickets are totally sold out, but we did have some to give away, but there's a very particular way you need to answer the phone if this is your phone ringing right now. Okay, let's do this thing. That was a good one.
I love this. Tara, congratulations. You're coming to Emma, Dave and Fiona's Big Night of Laughs.
Go on, Tara. Very good. Excellent laugh. Will you be debuting that on the night
we
again?
Hope.
Oh, yeah, I'll try and make it a little bit better.
No,
that's
no,
all right.
It was great. And who in particular are you excited to see, Tara?
Emma Dorn.
I knew it was going to be Emma Dorn. Yeah, she's very popular. All right. Well, congratulations. You are coming to Emma, Dave and Fiona's Big Night of Laughs. We'll see you there, and you got to laugh big.
Can you just say hello to my son, Ollie and Remy?
Ollie and Remy.
Hi, Ollie and Remy.
Hi, lads. How are yous?
Hi, guys.
Good.
Tara. Oh, God, God, I'm so glad.
Did you think your mom's laugh was good?
Horrible.
No.
Horrible. Oh, my God.
Okay, well, it's right. Never lose that honesty.
Yeah.
Cheers. We'll see you later.
See ya.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye, bye, bye.
See you later. Now, if you want to win your way to Emma, Dave and Fiona's Big Night of Laughs, the only way to get them now is here on the show to win them, all right, because they're completely sold out. Just saying.
Yeah, not a bother.
I will tell my kids that.
Yeah, we sold out a comedy night.
I sold out a comedy
night. Really proud of that one too.
And it had nothing to do with the lineup. It was all me.
It's all because they wanted to come and see Dave perform.
Yeah.
I know, you're going to smash it. God help you if you're coming along to see me.
Emma,
thinking about it already.
The world needs to hear that Marge Simpson accent. Mm. They need to hear it live.
Do you think I should just dress up as Marge and just have people laugh at me for the 5 minutes?
I might draw the line there.
Yeah, it's a comedy night, not a panto.
Okay, damn it. Wizards, and I wish it could be Christmas every day. On Friday, I forgot to mention, I said something terrible there, and I really hurt him. I said, this is our first Christmas song on Fully Charged. And that that's actually
fake news.
Yeah. That's a lie.
Fake news.
Fake news.
Last Friday, I won One More Tune, which is the thing we do on Friday, where we all pick a tune and you vote for which one is your favourite. And that song plays as the last one of the week and kind of to kick off the weekend. And I chose Owl City, Kiss Me Babe, It's Christmas Time. My favourite Christmas song.
It was a very divided in the room here because two of us knew every word. That's me and you.
Yeah, yeah. And the rest did not. And
never
Fiona and Callum just were...
The only reason our head of music said that I could choose that one is because he said there's not a chance in hell that's going to win.
Ha!
He does not know how much I am loved in Dublin.
You are adored.
And how many other big Owl City fans.
Yeah, there is obviously huge Owl City fans out there.
Guys, I hate to be this person, but I'm finished Christmas shopping. I'm done.
No, I haven't even started.
Oh my god, I haven't gotten one thing.
I was like, I need to do it before I get broke.
Well
so,
done.
Yeah, I'm finished and I'm delighted. Everyone's going to be happy. It's easy.
How much what was your most expensive gift?
Jack's bloody present.
Jack's present. Okay, and then how much you spend on family because they don't really matter that much.
Well, they do and we do Chris Kindle in my house so we just spend on one.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
So I got my dad and I love getting my dad. He's just so like you think your dad would be hard to buy.
Didn't you?
Jesus, he's probably bloody listening.
Oh, my bad.
You
Jim,
got him the fleece.
Jim, shut
blanket.
Up. You're getting a kettle.
He listens every morning.
Ah, damn it. I'm so sorry. That
is my
bad.
Yeah, Dad, I got you a fleece. I got my dad for Chris Kindle and I was like, think big. You know, what do you want? Do you want to go to a gig together? Have a look on Ticketmaster? Maybe need some new runners? Do you fancy he's going to Australia to see my brother in the new year?
Oh, wow.
Trip.
Something for that.
Do you want, like, I don't know, a Kindle for the plane? Like, something exciting. And he's went, a fleece, Emma.
All right, wow. Well, then in fairness, then I haven't really ruined much.
How is he gonna, yeah, can't be too surprised.
Fiona in the morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Hi.
Good morning, how are you doing? I was telling you earlier this morning, I went on a little hotel stay with my mom and my sister.
Yeah.
Over the weekend. It was really, really nice at Mount Juliet in Kilkenny. But after,
I feel like Kilkenny is just really, really nice hotels.
Yeah.
And that one big rock.
Which is the rock?
Oh no, not the rock.
That's a castle.
It's a castle.
The castle.
Sorry, I'm thinking of Tipperary, the rock.
The rock of Cashel, famously.
No, it's not a castle. It's a castle.
It's got a castle and it's on the river.
Yes.
And it's stunning.
It is.
And there's
stunning.
A little kind of cafe restaurant just down that riverbank. That's just so lovely.
Oh, is that called Blah or
I've
something?
No idea, but I know I had lunch there years ago.
Yeah, anyway. Kilkenny's fab to walk around and everything. But so after we had our dinner at the hotel, there was the receptionist was like to us, oh, there's live music in the bar. And we were like, yeah, perfect. We'll pop down and have a look at that. And when we got there, what we realised was the live music, it was a guy on his own, which is fine, right? But he was really addressing everyone in the crowd.
Oh.
Always.
Oh no.
And like we sat down, he was like, girls, where are you from?
Oh,
and
no.
We were like, oh no, not this. Like, and we were like, Dublin. And he was like, oh, I suppose you know this table, like they're from Dublin. And we were like, yeah, haha. And then,
sorry,
like,
don't be giving out someone else for a little bit of crowd work. That's what you do.
I know.
Yeah, but that, to be fair, you're going to see Fiona to do crowd work. You're not going into a bar to see a musician talk to you.
Do you know when you're like, I respect that. But when people don't want crowd work from me, I read the room. Because there was actually this girl she was at Cherry Comedy, the club I run, the other week. And I was like, what's your name? And she was like, Stephanie. And you've already spoke to me before. And I was like, all right, sorry about that, Stephanie. And I was like, when did I speak to you? And she was like, I don't want to say. And I was like, okay, grand. So then I left it. And then she came into Cherry the next week. And she was like, sorry, I didn't want to say because I didn't want to talk to you anymore on stage. But I was at your solo show. I'm the girl who sells the chicken. And I was like, oh my God. So there was this girl who was at my solo show in April, and she sold chicken for a business called Rosie and Jim. And the whole crowd started singing, do you remember Rosie and Jim?
Yeah.
And then we all forgot the rest of the lyrics after Rosie and Jim, Rosie and Jim. We all kind of trailed off, but it was a great moment. So if people don't want crowd work for me, I won't do it. And shout out to Stephanie.
What
I should have used a fake name.
God's name is happening.
Fiona's stream of consciousness, man.
I feel like I'm in a fever dream.
Your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
I was talking in the lead up to my wedding about little nixers that you can do, little side hustle. If you don't know what a nixer is, it's a little job that you do, like maybe outside of your regular job, maybe a little cash in hand jobby, or just something that you do to get a bit of extra.
Rainer's tax on that now, Fiona.
We wouldn't condone but cash in hand.
And if anyone of that from that industry is listening, I'm only messing.
She's only having a mess.
Those things I did were for charity.
Don't be honest.
So come here to me. Someone else who likes to do a little nixer, I don't know whether it's cash in hand or I assume she did have to declare this, is Jennifer Lopez.
Right.
This was in the Irish Sun. While her love don't cost a thing, her performances certainly do.
Hey.
Am I right?
I don't get that reference.
My love don't cost a thing.
Do you know what I mean? Don't know the song?
Not really, but it sounds familiar.
It's okay. It doesn't matter because you probably wouldn't be getting J-Lo to play at your wedding. Do you know...
very presumptuous of you.
Well, I don't know. Maybe you will. But if you don't know her biggest song, it'd be kind of wasted for $2 million, which is
fair.
What she charges. Like,
you might
want to know some of her hits.
Oh my God.
Kind
Jesus,
of.
$2
Do I have to pay her accommodation? And is she giving me a 50 quid and a card?
No, because she's not a guest. Like,
right.
she's your vendor. So you need to have the envelope ready for her with $2 million. This is, do you know these like really rich, like ultra billionaires, and they like are like tech people, and they pay to have celebrities play.
Do you remember
their
that Indian wedding a couple of years back, and they had Bieber and they'd Rihanna?
Yeah,
that was my Roman Empire.
That was insane.
I read every article about that in that wedding in India. You know, because I think some of the weddings there, they go on for a couple of weeks.
Yeah,
you know, it's
exactly.
Proper
they're
big
huge,
party.
And there'd be like 500 at it.
Oh my
gosh.
And everyone's
like,
dressed impeccably every single
and Rihanna's
day.
There.
Like the stress of that. So this was another Indian wedding. It was a billionaire heiress Netra Mantena and tech entrepreneur Vami Gadi Raju. It doesn't matter if I can't pronounce his name because he's a billionaire, so what does he care about me? But yeah, the wedding had a $6.7 million budget.
In the time it took you to say his name, he's made $100 million.
Literally. So like, who cares?
Sorry, did you say it cost $6.7 million?
$6.7 million was the overall budget.
So two of that.
$2 million for J-Lo.
So wow.
I don't know what else. Wow. Like the cake, like maybe, I don't know, a bit of grub, like, and what else, what have you. Maybe some...
The shell burn in town.
Maybe some fire throwers.
Jokes.
So I was looking through like some other celebrities and what they charge. A lot of these are for Indian weddings.
But
that's
sorry, my point
answer.
Is, and I suppose I was only having a mess with you there, but like...
Relax.
But like when it comes to like, say you had a fantastic day out for your wedding.
Yeah.
What could you possibly, do you think, be spending to get to 6.7
I know,
mil? Do you know what I mean?
I was thinking this in the lead up to my wedding. I was like, oh, there's not enough like entertainment for the middle of the day. Do you know? Like I was like, maybe
everyone was just having a crack.
That's what I thought, but I was like, maybe I should have some fire throwers or like some people doing hula hoop.
I was thinking that this wedding was missing some
Yeah,
fire
or
throwers.
Like a magician or
yeah,
something
maybe
like that.
A tiger or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, a live tiger walking down Leeson Street. I didn't do any of those things. So that's probably how you get the budget right. up.
It's the little details, you know, she missed.
Yeah, there was no tiger, unfortunately. So other celebs who charge mad money. Beyonce, $4 million for 45-minute performance. Jeez. This was at another Indian wedding.
What's the point in charging that?
Like, I know.
Would you, if you're telling me that if you offer Beyonce 200,000, she'd go... Pfft.
I'd say she would. Must, yeah, she's like a plumber in 2025, being like, yeah, that job will cost $6,000.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, you'll pay it. Grant. So obviously, like other high people on this list, like Maroon 5, $1.5 million for 40 minutes. I don't know if that'd be high on my agenda.
Wow.
Rihanna, $9 million for 40
what?
Minutes.
Oh my God.
$9 million.
To be fair, she doesn't really do much performances anymore, does she?
Yeah, so you
Super
pay,
Bowl,
you pay top dollar. Christina Aguilera at a Russian wedding in 2005 got $3.6 million for 3 songs.
What?
That's more than $1 million per song.
That's incredible.
But now we're getting down to my level. Barry from EastEnders, all right? $3,000 a night.
What does he do?
I should have got him for my wedding. He just kind of... he hosts...
Does a scene, does he?
He does a bit of karaoke, but they're called Barry-oke nights. So
brilliant.
I'm absolutely raging I didn't get him. Honey G from X Factor.
Oh, mother of God.
X Factor 2016. I could have afforded this at my wedding. $30 for a meet and greet. So it's a shame now. I'm raging.
In hindsight now, Fiona.
I
really
could have gotten
afternoon.
Honey G to just check in. How's everyone doing? Like, did you enjoy your dessert? Finally, Wagner. Between 100 and 500 pounds per party. If you want a Zoom gig off Wagner, that'll cost you £100 or a WhatsApp birthday shout out.
I swear, at least once a quarter on this show, we talk about Wagner.
I don't know
Wagner
how.
And his side.
I have an idea of how. Producer Callum loves him.
Yeah,
he's a big fan, isn't
this
he?
Said,
this one wasn't me this time.
This said, unfortunately, his hair trans business in Brazil failed, which we were all sad to see that go down the Swanee firm. So now, yeah, he's doing the weddings. 100 for a Zoom, 500 for a live performance. So consider
that's
for your guys' weddings.
Sounds maybe, like a really
well, I'm
special
actually,
day.
I'm getting married for real on Wednesday, so I wonder is it too late to get him?
Who too?
I'm sure he's free. Different lad.
Different lad. You wouldn't know him. Goes to a different school.
We're getting married on Wednesday proper now. You'll be legally married
on
Wednesday.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's all above board.
Here's MK. This is called Come Find Me.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
New Katy Perry. She's back. That's Band-Aids on Spin. It sounds kind of a lot more like her older stuff, doesn't
yeah,
it? Like
I
stuff off the Teenage Dream album.
Yeah,
because
I like
Obviously,
I really like it. I think it's quite good.
The very powerful song she released there about femininity, if you
Oh, that
if,
didn't really work
no,
for her.
The less said about that, the better.
Yeah.
Shocking. It's one thing to say you're lucky that women are class. Or what was it again? What was
it's
it?
It's a woman's world.
And you're lucky to be living in it. Until you have them scantily clad on bulldozers.
Well, what do you mean?
Not
that's
good.
A valuable profession.
Do you think so?
For women.
Mm-hmm. Lads, do you remember in October I bought a car?
Oh, yeah.
No,
remember,
you haven't mentioned it.
Remember, really. I haven't stopped complaining about it.
Yeah.
I'm still complaining about it. Because the car is still not done. If you are new here, if you don't know about this, basically I bought a car and that's all I bought. Nothing else really came with it.
It doesn't even have tyres.
There was no registration of a new owner.
Oh no.
For 2 weeks after I bought the car. No radio logos. No map set to Ireland. It still thinks it's in Japan because it's a Japanese import.
I love that you're obsessed with the radio logos.
I need to have the logos. I need to know what I'm clicking. and you see spin 103.8.
And it just has the number like 103.8.
It just has 103.8. And it's dark and I don't like it. No. No handbook. The handbook that is in the glove compartment is all in Japanese.
And you'd be loving to have a read of that.
Like, I don't really speak Japanese.
Learn. You're travelling through Japan in your car, whether you like it or not. So,
and also no NCT cert, right?
Oh, that's bad.
I'm at the point now, and I don't care, where the person who sold me the car, I'm actually considering complaining about him. And I know that sounds so bad, but oh my God, he is useless. Oh. Like, just incredibly useless. So I told him, it took him 2 weeks to register the car in my name, okay? And then the radio, obviously, which he said he'd get done before I bought the car, and I bought the car and I drove it away. By the way, on the 18th of October, and there was nothing done to the radio. It still thinks it's in Japan. It's picking up random logos from Japanese stations.
How is that such a hard one to fix, the car radio?
No idea.
Had issues with mine.
The car radio has been gone for 22 days. I have not had a car radio for 22
that
days.
That sucks.
And also no screen, because the screen is connected to the car radio. So I can't, like, I don't have a reverse camera. I can't change, like, anything out of the settings or anything like that. So that's quite annoying. No radio and no maps for the last 22 days. I was sent a PDF of the handbook in English for a car that is 4 years newer than my car.
Oh.
And that was his way of going, there you go. And I still have no NCT cert. The guy sent me a photo of the NCT cert,
A
photo.
Not scanned.
3 weeks ago.
Right.
Photo. And
that's,
I said, great, will you send that out to me? No response. A week later, hey man, did you send it out? No response. Did you send it out? Is this your address? Sends me back a picture of the envelope with my address on it. Yeah, that's my address. A week later, still no NCT cert.
Stop.
Isn't that insane?
No.
That's not good.
I just don't know what to do. I'm like, I would love to ring him and be like, what's the story here? Like, what is the crack? But
are you annoyed at me? Like,
yeah. What have I done to you?
Yeah. Did I hurt you?
Like, I just want to get the NCT cert and the radio back, even though it's been 22 days. They sent it off to England.
But I would ring him and say, you're ruining the buzz of my new car.
The experience has been horrible. I spent so much money that I don't have on this new car. I was so excited about it. The experience is just ruined. I know I sound like the most spoiltest kid in the world right now.
You need to upgrade your car.
I really did need to upgrade it.
It's annoying as well when you spend the money, you get a car and you're like, oh, this will be perfect now. But then there's issues.
That's not
issues.
Good.
There's issues.
Yeah, I would say you are spoiling my fun.
That's what I thought. I thought buying a car would be fun because I get to drive a new car.
Yeah.
I don't even have a radio logo that says Spin 103.8.
Oh my God.
The car thinks it's called 103.8.
Guys,
no, it isn't.
Guys.
And it has a Japanese logo for a Japanese radio station.
Spare a moment for Dave.
Please.
There's
a moment of silence.
10 seconds
please.
Of silence. Because we have to get an idea of what it's like in his car.
We can't do 10 seconds.
Yeah, we can't do it because we'll be taken off air.
This is me driving.
Okay, we'll do 5 seconds. And we want to get a feeling for what it's like in his car when it's just silent.
You should
never be alone with your thoughts for that long.
No, never. It's horrible. Do you know how much I've had to think lately?
Guys, it's bad. Now, if you're listening to the man who sold the car, Dave's thinking.
Yeah,
so please,
and it's really, that's dangerous.
Gets me seriously concerned.
That's dangerous.
Get it sorted. The only other thing I'd say is, every time I see a red Astra, I say, oh, there's Dave.
Yeah.
No,
not anymore. Not anymore.
Astra never caused you a problem.
Every time there's silence, you go, ah, Dave. Dave's
That's
car.
What it sounds like in his car.
This is very exciting for somebody because this week on the show, we've got an exclusive meet and greet with Keane DeCrow, and you could win it all with thanks to 3+ rewards. Now, the only meet and greet I was ever at in my life is when I was about 8 years old, and I still remember it because it was one of the best moments of my life. I did a meet and greet with Chris Doran.
Is that the... No, is that a boxer? Who's that?
Is he someone off Home and Away?
No, he's the country singer.
Stop turning in the moment.
Yeah, he's the country singer.
And if God could take us all away. Do you not remember he was on...
bleak for an 8-year-old.
Do you not remember?
She had posters of him on his wall.
He was on Eurostar.
You're a star.
Yeah. Do you not remember
Was
Fiona?
He in the same year as Mickey Joe Hart?
No, he was the year before or after Mickey. Go, go, Mickey Joe.
Okay. Oh my God.
Right, that was my life in Waterford anyway.
Slim pickings on the Copper Coast.
It's Three's reward program exclusive to customers. You can get tickets to Ireland's best music events, enter incredible competitions and claim amazing discounts and offers.
Yeah, they have all sorts. Do you remember at Electric Picnic they had that like balcony stage where you could look at everything from? And I'd be like, let's go up there. And they'd be like, are you Three customer? And I was like, no. And they were like, well, you can't come up. So
exclusive.
Do you know, it's exclusive that you're getting here.
That's, to be honest, is the main reason I switched to Three during
the year. You're dead right. We've got a 100 euro Ticketmaster voucher to give away.
Lovely.
Each day. Very good. So you can get yourself down to a gig at Three Arena or Three Olympia Theatre. And you'll also go in the draw on Friday for that exclusive Kian DeCroix meet and greet.
Okay, cool. So listen, if you want to win the Ticketmaster voucher, 100 euros worth, WhatsApp us the word Three now to 0877 11 103. If you're feeling lazy, just throw the digit Three. I want one. Three or Three.
I will.
0877 11 103. And on Friday you could be upgraded and have that meet and greet with Keith.
Wow.
Very cool.
Check this out. It's time for Fiona's final thoughts.
Let's go. Yes, it is. This is the part of the show where I just really blow people's minds just with incredible knowledge that I laid
down. Pretty good insight.
And yeah, people really come away from this changed for good.
Is it a wicked themed one?
It's actually not. I've tried to limit how much I talk about that. I didn't even talk about Elphaba's sex cardigan yet. Maybe
no, you didn't.
Tomorrow. So today on the segment, I think Santa needs a little bit of a rebrand. So obviously we're all very excited when he comes down the chimney on Christmas Eve and we don't see him and we don't really know he's there. But we just know in the morning all the presents are left and out of sight, out of mind. But over the weekend, a load of people who I follow on Instagram bring their kids to see Santa. And all the kids, as soon as they catch sight of him, are screaming, crying.
Yeah,
something has turning to away in terror. So I'm just thinking, people love him when they don't see him directly, but when they come face to face with him, they're screaming in terror.
I think they prefer like a almost kind of, what's that app where you can get a shout out from celebrities? A cameo.
Cameo
of Santa.
It'd be much better to get a cameo from Santa.
That's but the thing about it is as well, it's a bit lousy on Santa to be sitting there to meet kids and all they do is start screaming, crying in his face.
And he's just,
and he's
like,
just trying to be sound.
He's
and be
rearing
like, what
himself
you want.
Up.
But like, he's scary. Like, I kind of get it.
It's just that, especially I'd say he knows when the really small kids are coming in. He's like, right, how old's this next one? And they're like, two, Santa. And he's like, okay, here we go. The most underappreciated king until the 24th comes around. Okay, so maybe it's not that he needs to change. Maybe it's the method.
Kids need to change.
No, it's the method. It's the technology. Yeah. It needs to be a cameo.
I think as well, sometimes it's because Santa, like, he's got so much facial hair.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes, I was like men these days don't really sport a beard that long as
it
often
is
as
quite,
they used to.
I totally
so
get
I think,
why people
like,
are scared.
If he just had a bit of a shave, maybe.
Yeah.
Then maybe the kids would be so scared if they just saw his face, you know?
Yeah, do you know what? If you have kids that you brought to see Santa over the weekend and they were scared, ask for details why.
Yeah.
So that we can help rebrand Santa.
He's our marketing
and we'll
queen.
Do it here on the show.
It's very hard to get on to Santa. That's the only thing.
No, I have an in.
Do
I
you?
Have an in. Yeah, yeah, I'll help. Just because he wants me to rebrand the whole thing. Mrs. Claus is involved as well.
So while we're rebranding, let's get rid of the chimney thing as well.
Rid of the chimney?
Just come in through the door.
It's
what are you doing?
It's a tight L squeeze. Yeah,
it is,
yeah.
No chimneys anymore.
Yeah. No.
Exactly. Here's Benson Boone and Beautiful Things. You're listening to Spin. Can't wait to go home and cuddle my dog. Really good news this morning. I've been worried about it because I'm going to say the word 3, 2, 1, testicles. There was some obscure looking.
Thank God for the warning there.
Talk about beautiful things. Am I right?
There were some obscurities and I had an awful fright. Men, make sure to keep checking yourself.
And
luckily,
check your dogs.
And check your dogs. He's fine.
Aww.
Yeah, he just has weird looking testicles.
Oh, it's a Christmas miracle.
Hey, listen, I don't know anyone who doesn't.
Yeah, particularly weird. As in, what's
and
wrong?
He can't really hide his.
No, they're very much in your face. Like one of those, you know, what's that monkey that has the big arse?
Oh, yeah.
A baboon.
Like a
that's
baboon.
Like
that's
him.
What
they,
his balls
they
are
jiggle around. Yeah,
anyway,
yeah.
Talk to you later.
Right, good luck. See you later.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.